I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, welcome along to another bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast in conjunction with our founding partners, Lotus Cars, who have the new Emira coming your way in 2022. If you want to find out more, just go to lotuscars.com. Listen, we love doing these bite-sized episodes for you, and judging by the number of downloads, you enjoy them as well. If you've not heard them before, it's just a short, sharp clip, really, to get your day going, to give you a little insight into the world of the High Performance Podcast. As well as these, you can also find us on YouTube, where you can watch the interviews as well as listen to them. You can follow us on Instagram. Professor Damien Hughes is at Liquid Thinker. You can find the podcast at High Performance. We also have a book coming out. You can pre-order the book right now, and it'll be with you on the day it's released, on the 9th of December. In fact, if you go to waterstones.com, you can also get yourself a signed copy of the book if you so fancy. It's all about the lessons and the learnings from high performance. Just hit the link in the description to this podcast, and you'll get all the details right there. But let's get to today's episode then. Just a short clip from a conversation Damien and I had when he dared to travel all the way to deepest, darkest Norfolk for a conversation with the sporting director of Norwich City, Stuart Webber.
But no, I think it's hugely important, because I think if you get caught up with it, it can eat you alive. And I'll be honest, I had it here my first year. It was difficult here. I'd left Huddersfield. They'd been promoted. They were staying in the Prem. We finished 14th. But I was getting hammered a bit, you know, by some of the people here, some of the fans and whatever. And, you know, when I started looking at it, I made a fatal error. I started looking at it. And
why? What changed there?
I just had a moment of weakness. I had a moment of probably feeling lonely. Definitely feeling lonely, actually. Everything had been so good, you know, at Huddersfield. The hoo-ha of coming here, it was a bit like, this isn't going great first year, actually. Everyone's questioning what you do, and you even see it from people you work with, people that are directors, you know, a bit quieter with you, a bit whatever, and you think, this is a lonely place. And then, you know, you go into a place where you do start looking, and you realise what people are saying about you, and wrongly you start to look at it more. And I remember having a conversation here with Neil Adams, who'd been manager here, played here, and is a top, top bloke. And I said to him, I'm struggling a bit, mate. He's gone, do yourself a favour. Listen to what you say to other people, don't look at it. Right. And from that day, I've never looked at it.
I love that conversation, Damien, because if you speak to people on the street or the high performers who join us on High Performance, or you have a chat with your family over dinner, almost every single person will talk about comparison and seeing the lives of others and questioning where they're at or what others think of them. The opinion of others seems to dominate so much, doesn't it? More so than ever in modern day life. And Stuart has found a way, and all credit to him, to insulate himself from this. So why do you think we all talk about the fact we hate it, but none of us do anything about it? Like, Stuart is an outlier to have no presence on social media at all and not even be tempted to look.
I know, I think it's incredible, his story. But I think, by definition, to be high performance means that you have to separate yourself from the pack. You have to be willing to go to places where most other people would fear to tread. And I think that's just another manifestation of it, whether it's some of our high performers have dared to go after rare, the kind of feats that most of us could only dream of, or some of us have decided to set up businesses and sacrifice leisure time and time away to go and do it. I think Stuart's one is that if he's going to go after his dreams and his ambitions, he can't afford to be dictated to by other people. I think that in its own is a high performance.
So it's not, is it a lack of courage or strength that you don't dare look, that you don't see it? I mean, I've said to you before, I actually do look at what people say about me on social media, because I know full well that my bosses on the TV are looking at it. So I'd rather, you know, forewarned is forearmed. I'd like to know what they're seeing. And sometimes it cuts, man. and other times it bounces off me. But is there a sense that there's a weakness in not wanting to look at all?
I think you could form a decent argument for that, but I genuinely think in someone like Stuart's case, knowing him and having spoken to him on the podcast series, I think it's just that his inner circle is so tight. The people whose opinions really do count, where he sits and pays attention, are those that will pick up the phone or those that will go and meet him and give him that feedback. And I think he genuinely does have that view that if you're outside of that circle, you haven't earned the right to make a comment on him that he's prepared to listen to and absorb. And I think, you know, again, it's a feature that the name that comes to mind when we have this kind of conversation is Kasper Schmeichel, where he was really explicit talking about his committee of six people that have earned the right to give him feedback, good and bad. And I think when we strip it down, I think all high performers, including yourself, Jake, have got people around you whose opinions really count, everybody else. It does essentially just form noise, background noise for us.
Which is just a distraction from where you're trying to go. And actually, I asked the question, you know, is it a weakness? I don't think it is. I actually think the strength is in having the power and the ability and the emotional intelligence to say, right, of all these many, many people that come and go in my life, and as you said, Damien, some are there for reasons, seasons or lifetimes, of all those people, who are the ones that I'm really going to take on board their advice from? Who am I going to assess and decide, yes, you're in the club, you're not, you're kind of on the periphery, you're not involved at all? That in itself takes courage, I think. And once you get there, and let's be honest, these groups of people that surround us should evolve all the time. You can't just make a decision and stay there because you end up in an echo chamber surrounded by yes men and women. Maybe that in itself is the courageous thing to do.
Absolutely, yeah. And be really discerning around it. Like, again, I know we have the book coming out in December, the High Performance book. The subtitle is Lessons from the Best on Being Your Best. And there's that lovely story you tell in there around when you were getting pelters on social media, and out of all that noise came a text message of somebody that knew how to reach you directly and to give you feedback. And it was from Sue Barker. It's somebody that's been there on live television. She understands the pitfalls and just the demands of it. And she could watch you and go, you're doing a really good job. Now, by definition, her feedback has to be a million times more valuable than somebody that has got no idea what you're trying to attempt.
Such an interesting way to look at it. Damien, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jake. Loved it.
Right, just a quick reminder, you can pre-order the High Performance book. You can check us out on YouTube. You can follow us on Instagram. You can also join the High Performance Circle, which is our private members club. Loads of content and all absolutely free of charge. So all you need to do is just go to thehighperformancepodcast.com and take a look yourself. Have a great day and we'll see you very soon. Bye.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.